So welcome everyone. So what did you guys think about the last 2 days generally?
I had a feeling, and I don't know if people got the same results I did. But when you had the lady forcing you to look into, what's her name? What's the girl's name there?
Juliet.
Juliet. Yeah, she was forcing you to look into her, and I'm looking around. I can't find anything else going on, so I'm searching. Well, I'm finding stuff for Joseph or Yosef.
Yeah.
And I keep, submitting stuff about him, and she's yelling at me saying,
"Oh, she doesn't like that. Yeah,
he's dead. Stop investigating it. We're looking for Juliet and Harrington and Harrison."
Harrison.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't find anything else. It's like I didn't know what else to do, so I just kept submitting stuff about Yosef because that's the only thing I could find. And then you come to find out that he was actually the architect of Orwell, and that he had basically was working on it and then got disgusted with himself about what he created because no one was listening to him about how horrible the system is.
Right.
And that there were so many, that no matter what, everyone turned out to be a criminal. No matter what you inputted into the system.
Right, right.
So, it's like, I kind of knew, I had a feeling that he was behind this. And that, but it was interesting to finally figure out that.
Yeah. Sure. What did you guys think?
I was a little bit more caught by surprise. Like, I especially, like, the whole time, I had sort of, like, written Juliet off really early on as, like, okay, she was really involved in this, but she backed off as soon as other people got serious, so it seems like, she's a red herring, by the time you get to the actual climax and, like, you're on that call with her and Harrison and the initiate, that was a huge surprise for me. Everything in that was, like, completely unexpected.
Did anyone find out who Initiate was? Because he said he was part of Thought.
Nope.
I don't think I did.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the name, no, but I did hack into his computer.
Oh, did you, Franco? And yes. But his computer didn't reveal any information?
He's from Nigeria?
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was.
Right, so you do learn his name, but it wasn't a character that we'd already seen, and, like, he was essentially, like, all of that was just new information. He was kind of, I don't want to say nobody, but at the same time, like, it wasn't like, I thought it might have been Goldfells all along, but it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got the impression that he had somehow ended up working with Goldfells at Rosen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then that's where their connection, and he gave him the internal address for the Orwell project.
So you guys all looked at his computer?
Yes.
But I didn't report anything.
I don't know if I reported anything.
I was afraid opening it up would, like, start a waterfall, and I was like, I don't want to incriminate him because I really have no evidence on him, so I was like, I'm just going to leave that closed.
Yeah, that was the frustrating part about that part of the game. You really didn't know what to do next. I wish it would have came up with a yes or no, who do you want to report instead of, like, because...
No, but see, they want you to do the dirty work, Franco. They want you to dig. They want you to delve into it. Not just be like, yes.
I was disappointed because I had posted... or I had updated What's-Her-Face's picture with the one on the party site. And then she got all pissy because of that.
She's not like that.
And then I lost my chance of getting into her computer and looking around.
Yeah, so did I.
So...
Yeah. I didn't want to incriminate her anyways, because honestly, like, other than kind of manning the safety bill, any evidence of her being, like, because, like, pretty much, like, they were just going to pin it on her, like, for no reasoning behind it, just to have someone to blame.
Yeah, she was...
So she was
replaceable, and, you know, you get rid of one, and another one just steps in that place. True. So it's like nothing gets done.
Right.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way. It's like, I submitted two things on myself, and then she was like, you better watch out, otherwise we'll have to arrest you. So I was like, alright, well, we'll go on to you then. And then I uploaded her picture, and she was pissed about that. And then I'm like, alright, fine, I'll just upload more stuff about myself, and just take the whole system down with me.
And we can get to that a little bit later. So were you guys surprised about Symes?
There was just a normal government employee, as they say.
Yeah.
As far as him, like, being let go, I was like, okay, well, when they, yeah, and then, but then, like, what surprised me is that the next day, on day 5, you look at the headlines and you're like, oh my god, the guy was assassinated.
What?
No, he gets doxed.
What? Yeah, like, I don't think they made it clear that he died, did it? Because, like, yes. I know there was... Yes. There was...
Yep. No, Wait a minute. I'm going to bring this thing up, and I'm going to show you guys.
It said there was, like, what looked like blood in the picture of the house, but I didn't really read the article too closely, and I thought it was just, like, that the house got vandalized.
It said that he wasn't home at the time.
You know what?
That might be something that changes depending on some of your options.
Yeah, maybe you did a different article. Like,
did you upload the data chunk about his pregnant fiance?
I did.
Yeah.
I think I did.
Because in my playthrough, you're uploading more and more information about, like, the stuff they found out about him, and eventually he says, oh no, I have to get home right away.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I don't know if, like, that affects whether or not he does go home, if what you upload can affect it, or if that's one of those situations where, like, it just doesn't progress until you upload the next thing.
Does anybody remember his real name?
Christopher something?
Yeah, I'm loading it up right now because I want to.
I was so lost when he said I have to go home, because I was like, all right, well, what do I do now? Not even thinking I need to log out and start day 5.
Yeah. Oh,
I did the same thing. I putzed around for like another 20 minutes. Like, am I supposed to do something?
It's like, did I choose the wrong option and break the game, or like?
I did lock up the game once, but
yeah,
it locked up
twice on me.
I just turned it off and started it back again. Yeah, turned it off and turned it back on, and it was fine.
Oh.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on? Yeah, I'm loading up the 5th episode to, I want to take a picture of the, or take a look at the article again, because I'm pretty sure mine alluded to him, like, pretty much was like, he was assassinated.
Hmm. But that was definitely, like, in general, that was a really interesting twist, because the way he, especially after, like, starting with how he responded to, like, on the first day or the second day when he was interrogating Cassandra.
Yeah.
And being so aggressive about it, like, I sort of pegged him as the ultimate villain of the story. You know, like, I got the impression from earlier on that he was sort of the big bad and, like, the boss man of Orwell, rather than just sort of, like, your handler. And so then when he got knocked out, you know, that surprised me.
Yeah, here, government employee Benjamin C. shot in front of own house after his private address was exposed.
Wow.
Calm suburb of Farview, early Monday morning when residents reported gunshots in the area, Benjamin C., a government employee, was found by his fiancée at their Fairview doorstep shortly after the loud bangs were reported to police by the residents. And they were unable to save the victim's life.
Wow.
I did not get that at all.
Yeah, I missed that entirely.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, mine said that the house was vandalized, but the residents weren't home at the time.
That's crazy. So, okay. At the end of day four, did it show that his address was released?
Yeah, it said that he was doxxed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, I wonder what the difference is then. That's so crazy.
Yeah,
I wonder if it has to do with, like, which pieces of information about him you put into Orwell, because that's how he finds out what the... what they know.
So I updated his profile picture, and then he freaked out after that.
Right.
And he was like, I gotta go home.
I got the I've gotta go home thing too, and I think it was after I uploaded the piece of information that, like, you know, they knew that he had a fiance and that she was pregnant.
Yeah, that's when he had to go home on mine too, was about the fiance, and he was like, oh, I gotta go. Like, I don't think I ever updated his profile picture. I don't know why that wouldn't make a difference, but I don't think that I did that.
It's pretty crappy. It won't even let me, like, go back and look at the options. It just plays the end credits.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I tried that a couple of times, and,
I could go back, but I'd lose all my progress.
I'm still in my little... In my little tree, Benjamin Koskin. Yeah, I didn't upload his profile picture. His address is on here, his occupation, his relationship. That's it. But that'd be weird that just the profile picture would make a difference.
So I did that, and I think there was... And his actual name, I think? And then he freaked out and left.
Did you upload the... So did you even get to upload the address, or did you just see the address?
I uploaded the address after he left.
Oh, so it might not have even...
Yeah, so it was like, he wasn't even there to look at it, so...
Okay, so maybe that's it. That kind of tells me that... I mean, because here it kind of makes it sound like it was protesters that shot him, or, you know, that it was... Kind of makes me think that it was, of course, you know, Orwell, that it was, you know, the government.
Everything has to do with the government. It's always the government's fault.
I wonder why they would kill him. I don't understand that. Like, maybe just to, I don't know. It's so weird. Oh, okay. So they probably did it to blame it on a target.
Yeah, I'm not fond of too much on his name.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's crazy. That's crazy. I thought everyone would just have him as being dead, but I guess not. In yours, he lives.
Huh. I honestly can't remember now.
Yeah. I sort of just glossed over the story and figured out. It looked like there were just protesters outside his house.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess since he was shot in mine, like, it really affected me, like, because I was like, oh, no, like, poor, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I... just so happened, like, the next day, because, you know, was taking over, and she was like, according to this, you know, you've never heard him, he doesn't exist, we don't talk about him, and I was like, okay, well, you know, that's kind of weird, and then I was looking through the headlines, and I clicked on the headlines, and it's like, government employee shot in front of house, and I was like, oh my god, he was shot, he was killed, yeah. I was really just surprised and shocked by that. And then it was just a crap hole from there on out. But yeah, I really liked the buildup in the last 2 days. Like, it really, end of chapter three, I mean day three, with Nina, but it just kind of, it kept snowballing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, with the hacking, and then, you know, with the hacking at the end, and, you know, with Initiate getting inside of Orwell, and yeah, yeah. So who did everyone choose to incriminate?
Myself.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys all went with yourself.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually know how, like, what I did that triggered this, but, like, without really realizing what I was doing, I, you know, after the woman took over for the guy who called himself Symes, like, I got access to her PC at some point.
Yeah.
And so I clicked on it, like, to like, load up the access, and a dialog box from her immediately popped up and said, like, I forget exactly what it said, but it essentially said, "Oh, no, you don't." And she shut her computer down.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So I had not been planning on incriminating her, but she got me out of even being able to. I had already decided I was going to do what Juliet was asking me to do.
Wow.
Yeah, I got exactly the same thing. The second I touched her computer, she said, "Oh, no, you don't," and shut her computer off.
Yeah, I didn't even get that far.
So, I don't even know.
Well, I mean, so I uploaded her photo, and then she got all pissy, and then...
So, yeah, I wonder, like, there's got to be a way to try and turn her in, I would think.
Well, I think, so if you go on the party page, you upload her picture, and then I think there are the little blurb about her you can upload. And then I think there were some other things, like, on that page you could upload to her. To kind of, and that Orwell would then incriminate her over.
Yeah, but it seems like in order to make it happen, it might need to be that the very first thing you upload about her has to be incriminating. Some way.
Maybe. Yeah, before she catches you.
But I didn't even consider it because, like, I already had decided that I wanted to do the other thing.
Yeah,
apparently there's a trigger if you do so many, if you upload so many things about yourself, the second you do, like three or four incriminating things, it's game over. It rolls credits.
Yeah, after the third one.
Yeah.
Started just piling them in. Because actually, like, I've actually kind of almost played this game twice. I've only played chapter 4 once, but I played through chapters 1 through 3 again and pay a little bit more attention to the information I was dropping in than the first time. And then I played 4 and 5 chunk on, like, Saturday or Sunday or something, Sunday. And so chapters 4 and 5 I went through. On the fifth chapter, I was trying to, the imposter for Abraham, which I guess was Juliet.
Yes.
So was she saying that she did? So did she initiate the meeting? Was that the only thing that she was saying that she did, or was she the person?
So, Goldfried had pretty much, confessed everything to Juliet before he died. So Juliet then took over and impersonated him.
Find an email on Harrison's phone to Nina that signed Goldfeld.
Yeah, he was the one that, or she was the one that sent the...
Yeah, she sent it, yeah.
No, but that...
It was on her phone.
Harrison's phone.
I think it was on Juliet's phone.
The email signed from Goldfeld?
Yes.
To Nina.
It was on Harrison's phone, but Harrison lost his phone. And Juliet claimed she didn't know where it was, but I think she took it and used it to compose that email.
Oh, wow. Because I was totally... Because, like, the second playthrough, anyways, and well, anyways, like, this, yeah, the second playthrough, like, because I was trying to incriminate, I don't know, like, I was just looking through everything a little bit more closely, and I was like, well, why would Harrison have an email on his phone when all the evidence is pointed to Juliet, like, taking Rainbow Mist?
Yeah, and so I don't know why... Like, I don't know if she did that just to make sure Harrison got, like, was still on the hook so that he would, like, be on that call in the end. But, like, you know, once she revealed herself to be the mastermind, that's when I was like, okay, so that email was on his phone, but when she said she didn't know where it was, she was lying. She took it.
I didn't even think about that. I was like, well... I get it. But anyways, what I was saying is that the first playthrough, I was trying to incriminate the person, you know, the person was impersonating Goldfall, so I guess in a way Juliet, but I ended up incriminating the entire Thought organization.
No.
And so they were all arrested. You know, I think maybe one of them was shot because it had gunshots in the background, like, as it was going through the final credits.
Wow.
And it showed, Juliet being arrested specifically. But I think they arrested all of them. And all because, like, I entered in, like, you know, because it was at the very end when they were like, okay, well, here's what you need to do. Like, you can either, you know, incriminate... the woman, or you can take down Thought. And so I was going through things, and I was like, well, here's something about Goldvelb. And so I dropped that information in, and it immediately went to the credits and put down Thought. Like, all of them were arrested. And I was like, no, this is not what I wanted to happen. Like, none of the, like, not all of them are to blame. Just freaking Juliet. But... And so I went through and played the fifth chapter. It actually was a little bit late. Played the fifth chapter before tonight again. And I was wanting to incriminate... I didn't realize, like, incriminating myself was going to take down Orwell. Like, I was looking for... Because you go through Goldfelb's computer... Hey, kid. You go through Goldfelb's computer...
That was a Navi.
It was very confusing to me because, like, his notes seemed very, like, you know, he had started this thing and he was, but I guess the whole thing with him wanting to bomb everything at the end was because he hated the organization so much and he wanted to get, you know, but yeah, so my second playthrough, I incriminated myself and took down everything, which is what I wanted, so... Mm. Yeah. But yeah, so there are, I mean, I was just trying to look up, like, the different endings, but, like, it's, I can't really find anything. I mean, like, they say in, like, these message boards that there are, of course, like, several endings you can have, but, it'd be interesting to see, like, the different routes you could take, and, like, how your choices through the game affected, like, you know, like, with the whole thing with Signs, you know, that he didn't die in everyone's game, but...
Yeah, I think there was one point in their conversation between what might have a big impact on that between Juliet and Harrison was, there's a point where you say, you know, it's pretty much Nina's idea to do the bombing, or she's responsible for the bombing, and then Juliet says something like, no, we all made decisions that, you know, had an impact on that.
Mm.
And I agonized that over that for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, you know, it, now it came into the what am I going to, you know, report to Orwell? And, you know, to her statement about them all being involved was sort of like more opinion than sort of like...
Right, I think that
cold, hard criminal fact.
Yeah, like in hindsight from the big reveal... Like, it's totally different, but, like, the way I read it at the time was just, like, that's her sense of guilt over it, and that's her sort of, you know, trying to be mature about it. So I put in the other piece of information where it pinned it all on Nina.
Yeah. Because then you find out, reading Abraham's notes, that he picked Nina out because of her bomb-making skills and stuff like that. Right. So that was his intent from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, they weren't too thrilled about being asked to do it, but they were so, I mean, at least in the notes on Goodfellow's computer, that's the way it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they had such a dedication to Goldfelb that they decisions.
Hmm.
And then plus with their complete, you know, anti-government stances, you know, for each of them. And but
I think I got Harrison arrested, which I wasn't heartbroken about.
I did too, the second playthrough, because I found the email and I was thinking about it and I was like, so was Harrison in on this as well? Like, maybe, because I was kind of thinking, well, maybe if I incriminate Harrison, like, maybe it'll be a different ending in that Juliet won't confess, but Harrison will be like, oh, it was me this entire time. So I was like, okay, well, that might be interesting. So I incriminated Harrison. Nope, Juliet still confessed, and then Harrison, like, halfway through the chat is like, crap, like, you know, like, he freaks out, and then he's gone.
Yeah, that's what happened for me.
I was like, oh no, Harrison. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Harrison gets arrested, Juliet gets arrested, and I am awaiting extradition.
each of them kind of had something that they, you know, Harrison and Juliet, like, they, you know, I mean, they, again, when I was about to incriminate myself, I was like, I don't know, like, which way to go, because, like, I actually, like, sat there thinking about it for a little bit, and I was like, because they all did things that were, I didn't like the fact, actually, that Juliet went free. Because obviously she had a huge part in it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, like, I'm bringing down Orwell and I'm bringing down this, like, empire that's, you know, kind of completely against all human rights, I hated that Juliet wasn't getting any, like, any kind of punishment for what she did, you know? Because, obviously, like, she had a lot to be blamed. She had a lot to be to go on trial for. She had a lot to be accountable for.
Yeah,
but she ended up going off scot free in the end.
I kind of wonder if that was just sort of like a narrative misstep on the part of the game creators, because, like, earlier on, Juliet even says, like, you know, I should take responsibility. I want to take responsibility for the people that were hurt by what we did.
Yeah.
So you know, because, like, she was the one who wrote the email as Goldfell saying, you know, the bombs were necessary, but we didn't want to hurt anybody, you know, like, and basically, like, blaming Nina for the fact that the execution went poorly and people got hurt.
Right.
So she, like, she hadn't intended to hurt anybody, but also said, like, people got hurt and that's my fault.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, if in the sort of turmoil of finding out of the nation finding out about Orwell and like freaking out and overreacting, they decided not to punish her, that's one thing. Right. But that sort of like little piece didn't get tied up.
Right. Very well. Yeah. The narrative kind of made it sound like that she just got off scot, you know, that she got off scot free, and that's because she became the leader of Thought, didn't she? And
yeah, I think so.
It's like this, like, celebrated thing now, because, you know, it was like headline news that, or at least in mine, it was saying, you know, that I was, you know, that you were being accepted into Thought.
Right.
Or, you know, as an honorary member or whatever, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know if you've all read Ender's Game, but it reminds me of... I can't really talk about what it reminds me of from that without some pretty big spoilers, so I won't. But there's a similar situation with a character who basically, like, public perception affects the outcome of a trial, even though the person, like, fully takes responsibility for what they did.
Right. Right. For sure.
And, like, it would have been really interesting to see a very similar version of that narrative in this, but that part just didn't get touched. I wonder if it does in other endings, but I guess in other endings, like, if Orwell doesn't get taken down, Juliet just gets arrested. Right? I don't know, like, I haven't seen the other endings.
I know in mine she did. In the first one that I had where I took down in the entirety of thought, they all were arrested. Juliet, Harrington, and I'm guessing probably Cassandra as well. Maybe even...
Yeah, in mine, I don't think Cassandra or Yosef got arrested. They just hung up and said, I'm out, you know, I'm done with this.
Right, right. Well, and you incriminated yourself, right, to bring down Orwell.
Right.
Right. So I don't think anyone got arrested, right?
Well, in mine, Juliet and Harrison get arrested.
So Juliet got arrested too in yours. Is that because you reported her whereabouts?
Yes,
her
I did.
Her hiding places?
Hmm.
Yes, I did. Because okay. I just eliminated all the ones that were same on the two phones.
I see. I did not report any of her hiding places.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at that point I still was convinced she was innocent, I think. Well, I don't know. And I also wonder, like, I was curious, when you get to the point where you're incriminating yourself, and then you have that choice of, like, what things in your own profile to report back in. Right. You know, like, right. Like, I got to the thing that said that I was rated trustworthy, and then all these things that I had told them about. All these decisions I'd come to, and, like, I just kind of started throwing stuff in.
You were rated trustworthy already?
Yeah.
See, I was rated, it wasn't trustworthy. It was like,
Damn, I was something less than trustworthy, I'm sure.
Was it? It wasn't untrustworthy. It was, like, suspicious or something, maybe?
Yeah.
It was,
disobedient.
Yeah, disobedient, that's what it was.
Huh.
That's because I kept reporting stuff on Goldfells.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, he's dead. Why are you bothering with him? It's like, well, you just got to tidy up the case, you know, put all the pieces of the puzzle in. You got to complete the puzzle, lady.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I stepped away from my headphones for a second. Did you say something to me, Franco?
No, I was saying it about what's her name. I forget her name, but I was just saying that in the fifth day, every time I reported something about Abrams, she was yelling at me because the guy was
so
dead.
She got so mad.
Like, I'm just tidying up, lady. I'm just, you know, putting it all together.
Yeah. I'm going to have to, like, there's a little or something of some endings because I'm not finding, like, a list. I was trying to find a list somewhere, but it's not happening. But, yeah.
I was just thinking to myself real quick that it seems like this game sort of, there are two groups who are thinking the same thing, that the end justifies the means. You know, the government with its Orwell program, well, we'll snoop on everybody to quote-unquote protect everybody.
Right.
And then the thought is, well, we'll commit violence to expose the injustice of the so their end, you know, of violence justifies, you know, the mean, well, I mean, their end of exposing the government justifies the means of violence. So it's like, exactly. who do you side with? Or I would have said, pox on all your households. I expose thought and I expose the government, you know?
Mm. Right. Yeah, that's what, I mean, that's, and I think, you know, and yeah, I'm sure that was intentional. Like, it's meant to make you question to get to the end and be like, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, because, like, you know that Orwell is not a good idea. You know that it's horrible. But then at the same time, you're like, I don't want to condone blowing up places to make a point.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I think that's why it kind of puts you toward incriminate the, you know, what's her face or whatever without her shutting you down. But even that, it's like she didn't do anything wrong. She's just a suit. You know what I mean? She's just a suit, you know, working in her best interests. And I mean, as far as I can tell, I mean, unless something incriminating can be found on her computer that incriminates her against something more insidious.
Well, she was just a suit that actually implemented Orwell and created the the 11 rules or whatever that thing was for the anti-terrorism.
Right. Which doesn't always warrant them to be a horrible person. It could just be someone that's following.
In these you know what I mean? Instances, they are evil. If TV and movies have taught me anything, it's people that implement this type of stuff are completely evil.
We're just... you know, I mean, there's an amount of, like, you know, fear over job placement and fear over, you know, I mean, these kind of big corporate companies, they have a knack of doing that in placing, especially when it's government funded. You know, I mean, she could have been threatened. You know, we'd either do this or... You know, you're out. You're out. You know what I mean? You know, I just didn't get to the point to where I was going to incriminate her for no apparent reason. But yeah. So I think the ending is definitely made to, you know, it's definitely created in a way to make you almost at an odds as to what you should choose. Yeah. Or at least I was. So what I made kinda, you... Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I kind of wished I had been compelled a little bit more to debate. Like, you know, part of it just comes from, like, different backgrounds and attitudes. And, like, I definitely don't condone, you know, bombings and things that are basically, like, terrorist activities in order to make a point. But at the same time... you know, like, if I were to, you know, like, my personal alignment would be chaotic good, which, you know, is sort of like, you can go way too far on the spectrum of, like, the ends justify the means, but I'd rather, like, break some rules and laws in order to do something that I know is right, than force myself to work within the law all the time. So, like, I didn't like some of the stuff, but especially once I saw Juliet say, like, I need to take responsibility for the bad things that I did along the way, that was enough for me to say, okay, if she's willing to, like, you know, take the punishment for the screw-ups, yeah. I'm willing to forgive that and be on her side. And, like, that made it really easy for me to make that choice. So I was actually a little bit like, well, this is, you know... This isn't much of a moral dilemma, but maybe that was just the way it was for me.
Right. No, completely understandable. Yeah. Yeah. So any other thoughts on the game? No.
No, I think.
Oh, that's right. We have to score. Yeah. We always go around just to let you know what we usually do when we finish up a game. We give it a score between 1 to 10.
Okay.
0.5. You can do 8.7 or something if you want to even, or something of that nature. And you give and just give like your final thoughts on the game as a whole.
Okay.
And then what we do is I tally all the scores together, and then after the West Coast meeting, on Sunday I'll post it up on the Facebook group. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Let me just get a piece of paper out here to write down everything.
Get her cipher and
go.
Alright, I'll the idea and the concept, I would give it a 9, but the actual execution in the end, especially towards the end and how you ended up where you got to in 5 at the very end was kind of like a mystery. and clunky to me. Right. So I would give the execution like a 6. So I'd average that out to about like a 7.
Okay.
But I thought overall, I mean, topically, it's a great topic and worth discussion. And just, I think what happened in day 4, where you were limited to 20 data chunks, you know, I think they should have implemented that through the whole game, where, you know, it's like every day you're limited to so many data chunks and you have to choose.
True. Very true. Very true.
But I liked it.
I think that was an interesting concept at the very end, to have the limited amount of data chunks, so that you had to be more, I mean, it was a lot of data chunks still. I mean, I even found myself just kind of dropping things in that I didn't want to drop in just to be able to get to continue. Because otherwise, like, you can't continue if you don't fill in the 20 data chunks.
Like, yeah, the concept. That was the other thing. I was like, all right, well, I got everything now. Are we progressing, I was like, oh, I guess I do have to put in all 20.
I end up just like, I wish there was a way of being like, okay, I'm done. Like, you know, I don't have any more data chunks I want to give you. Let's go.
Yeah.
That was an interesting thing that they probably could have maybe used throughout the game.
Mm.
All right, next. Stanton, you want to go?
Yeah, I guess I can go. I like the game. I like the concept. There is a learning curve to it, and I kind of like that you're kind of stumbling around in the dark in a way, learning as you're going, and it's nice how your decisions do have consequences in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's most likely consequences that you didn't want that outcome to be.
Right.
But I like it because it forces you to own up to your decisions and live with the, you know, the reality of actually messing with these fictional people's lives, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I like these kinds of games where, you know, you're investigating and have to find stuff out and, you know, dealing with faux people.
Right.
The one thing I didn't like, though, was that there were no dogs in this game.
Right, yeah.
And I think a lot of these people are not dog lovers in the least bit either, so it's
like, it doesn't seem like it. No, they don't seem like the dog lover type.
So, you know, maybe Symes or possibly his fiancée, but, you know, that lady, definitely not.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and I can't see Harrison having a dog.
You know, that lady probably, like, eats babies for breakfast or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But,
and Juliet seemed more like cat people, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But overall, I'd give the game about an 8.
Alrighty. I'll go next. I loved... of how, in certain moments towards the end, it kind of broke the wall, the barrier in between the game and the player. You know, and they started, like, speaking directly to you, and, you know, and there was that, you know, with the whole hacking situation of a hacker breaking into Orwell. That was interesting. And then, you know, kind of the whole thing at the end where you're having to, you know, I mean, just, and, you know, the interactivity, I really enjoyed as well. You know, I kind of like this type of game that, you know, like with her story and with this one, to where you do have that interactivity with the, you know, with the you know, the gameplay and the story. And, you know, I mean, yeah, and towards the end, like, I think it, I think the ending seemed a little rushed in a way. They could have easily had like a 6-day thing together. Everything seemed kind of very, you know, it just seemed rushed to me.
Yeah, it just ended. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I think there could have been a little bit more explaining, a little bit, you know, a little bit more maybe investigating. You know, and there were all kinds, and I guess maybe they just put that there to kind of throw you off, but there were all kinds of, like, names, like, in your little, like, menu thing that weren't even touched, like, you didn't even go into. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, well, there's a lot of people still to investigate, but nope, you don't see any of that. Which I guess, technically, if you're bringing down Orwell, if your ending was that you brought down Orwell, then they can't really have, like, a day 7 that they add on later, unless they, you know, somehow like bring it back up or something. I don't know. But but overall, I really enjoyed the experience. I said I played it twice pretty much, and still enjoyed it the second playthrough. Still kind of found out things and kind of noticed things that I didn't notice through the first time. Yeah, and I would definitely recommend it to people, for sure.
I kind of wish there was more cutscenes, too. Because the opening kind of spoils you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and one thing that we discussed in Sunday's meeting with the West Coasters was that I kind of wish that you could have... I mean, it seems like that... I mean, you know, because I like that you can get into their phones and their computers, like that's kind of cool, and see that their emails and their pictures. I kind of wish that you could have accessed CCTV cameras in some of these places.
Yeah.
I mean, that might have made it too easy because it might have given away information, but it would seem to me that, okay, if you're dealing with a system that is constantly watching people and constantly surveying people, you know, running surveillance, surveillance, then some kind of camera footage somewhere.
Voice over would be nice too, especially for the phone call.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. And then just have like maybe a text backup to where, you know, if you wanted to go back and review, you could. Good, I like that. Anyway, so my scoring would probably be I think an 8.5. All right, last but not least.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to land pretty close to the rest of you. I'll just say the score first and then explain my reason. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay.
And I think, like, I agree with the general theme seems to be really liking sort of the setting and the concept and the story. Like, maybe some quirks with the storytelling, but, like, the story and the characters all, you know, really compelling and interesting, right, like, look at all of this stuff. That I would give a higher score. But, like, some of the mechanics and the execution were just a little bit, like, not bad per se, but they just left me wanting.
Right.
Like, I didn't realize it until just, like, listening to you guys give your answers, but for a game that's predicated on like exploration and investigation, it was pretty on the rails.
It was.
You know, you listen to a conversation, you pull out a piece of information. So that means you go to this website. So that means you pull out this piece of data. And like, we talked about this last week, that like, it would be very difficult from a like software development perspective to make a game that like gave you a lot more freedom in terms of what you reported into the system, because like then you start talking about like natural language processing or all this other stuff that's like really hard for computers to understand. Yeah. So I understand the limitations that are there, and I don't really like fault this indie game studio for not going above and beyond and blowing my mind in that stuff. But at the same time, that was like, that was where, you know, I was playing the game for the story,
Yeah.
Rather than, like, playing the game for the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. No, I can totally understand that. I can totally understand that. Have you guys looked at that when I was gone last week, but did you guys look at what that company has done? It's only like two or three other games, and they're completely different from Orwell.
Yeah. I haven't looked too closely.
It's like, yeah, if you look up the company, gosh, I wish I still had it up.
Surprise Attack Games.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, oh no, I thought that she put a link up here. Chat, but yeah, and they've only done like two or three other games, and they were very different than this. Like, they were, like, kind of like a...
Was that the Whispering Willows? Is that
No. Whispering Willows is something else. But, okay. Yeah, I thought that she put the link, but I don't guess that she did. But, yeah, but it's super... The Asmodic Studios. Studios. It's right above Blow's link. Under Michelle and Mason here in the chat.
Ah.
So they've done Bedtime Stories and Surprising Stories?
Denmark, huh?
What?
They're in Denmark.
Yeah.
They're German.
Oh, German.
Deutschland.
Oh. I always think that's...
Yeah.
Denmark.
Yeah, but yeah, the other two or three games they've done are very kind of role-play-y, sort of, like, just completely different, which kind of made me kind of more, you know, they kind of took a step out and tried something completely different and something completely new, and I think something, you know, I mean, you're starting to see kind of, I think, more of this type of game now. Mm-hmm. You know, you have this one, you have some of the hacking games, which I have in my Steam library, but have not played yet, like Hacknet.
That's really fun. That game is really fun.
Same thing. But it kind of breaks that wall in between the game and the player. Which I love, because I really enjoy that type of game. But, you know, and they kind of took a step on the limb and went a completely different direction with their, you know, with this. And it's definitely interesting to take a look at, but, just a little input, you know, a little insight into the studio that did the game. But yeah. Yeah. Well, awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm super glad that we did this one. The next one is going to be, that's the link up there, the Whispering Willows. I mean, yeah, Whispering Willows. It's kind of a side-scroller. It's supposed to have a really good story. I'm hoping that's correct. Like, supposedly it's won some, like, indie awards for its story.
Okay.
My main reason for picking it is that it's multi-platform, and that it's $10. Mm-hmm. And again, it's supposed to have a good story, so I'm taking a chance on it. And it's been in my thing to try for this group for a while. So, like I said, I think it's like $10. It might be like maybe $14 on PlayStation, I think, but okay. Or like on one
it's
of the other.
It's ten
platforms.
On Steam right now, yeah.
But it's $10 on Steam, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that will be our next game. I need to get a stopping point for that game. All right, so I'll be posting tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be posting tomorrow the stopping point for that, because I don't know yet.
Okay.
Nice.
I completely didn't even think about that. I was like, yeah, the next game, hooray! Oh, stopping point. Yeah, so I have no idea. I'm guessing probably maybe a two-week game. Let me see how long it's supposed to take to beat. But, yeah. Oh, let's see here. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, it might take 2 weeks. It might just be a week game. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be...
I'm scanning Steam reviews right now. I see someone said that it took them about four hours to finish it.
Okay. All right. If it takes 4 hours, then it'll be a two-weeker. Because usually I try and keep it to 2 hours. But, so I will post that tomorrow and let you guys know.
One person saying it took him an hour and a half.
Speed run.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
People just don't do anything. Like, they just go. They just go. But yeah. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that one. As I said, it's only like $10, so.
Right.
You know, we'll take a chance. But, yeah. Yeah, so awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, so I guess, you know, hopefully I'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Everyone
I may start, like, alternating games or something. Because, like,
that's fine.
Tuesday nights are one of the few times that my schedule and my wife's schedule actually line up right now. Yeah. So, I'll take a look at this game and we'll, you know, figure something out.
It's fine.
But, like, if I ever don't play a game and my wife ends up being busy, I might just hop in the chat and hear what people have to say about it. Sure. Anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's absolutely fine. I completely welcome that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. That's completely good. Cool. Like we should be fine with this chat. I know with the West Coast chat, I was like, well, I don't know. Like for the first week of Whispering Willows will be not this Sunday, but next Sunday for them. And I was like, I don't know because I may be moving that weekend. Mm. So. We shall see how that will affect things. Yep. Right now, I have no freaking idea, mm-hmm. but I will keep the group page updated with all that information as I go. So,
mm-hmm. Not a problem.
Alrighty. Okay. All right, guys. Well, have a good week.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.